This I Believe. Dr. Rockwell D. Hunt, a lifelong Californian and the son of pioneer parents, is one of his state's most eminent historians and educators. In the more than 60 years since he started teaching, he has written over a dozen books and many articles, as well as inspiring several generations of college students. This is Rockwell Hunt's time-tested creed.
I am in my 86th year. Never in my long career as an educator have I had more life interests. My own individuality sets me apart from every other human being. I am not entirely like anybody else. I believe that it is only by being my best self that I can make my best contribution in life. While distinctly limited by my own finiteness, I have been endowed with the power of apprehending infinity, though but vaguely and imperfectly. Whether I consider the vastness of astronomical space or the minuteness of the atom, I seem to catch fleeting glimpses of infinitude. I believe in God, all-wise creator of all things. It is not given me to understand him fully or to limit him in terms of human thought or dimensions. Measured by my own finiteness, he would not be the supreme ruler of the universe I conceive him to be. God would not be God. By faith, the horizon of my vision, the circle of my thought, may be so expanded as to embrace the idea of the true Creator who holds the scepter of omnipotence. I believe in the compulsive force of intellectual integrity as a prerequisite to the truth that can give me real freedom. In a moral universe in which one truth cannot be at war with another truth, complete intellectual and spiritual integrity transcends all man-made creeds and formulated opinions of groups or denominations. I believe that through faith and devoted endeavor, I may attain a state of poise and serenity of spirit under the most adverse and inhospitable conditions and circumstances. This I deem essential to complete self-mastery. Being a responsible man, I have always had a continuing sense of mission in life. It follows that as an individual, I am not bound to conform in all particulars to the common motives of the community when such conformance violates my own sense of right. The final mandate does not issue from the insidious words, "Everybody does it," but is a still, small voice of my own conscience. I believe that sufficient time will be vouchsafed to me fully to obey every call of duty, since duties never conflict, and neither nature nor providence demands the impossible of me. If I actually have not time for something I'd like to do, then that cannot be my duty. It is only by the absence of inner conflicts that I can accomplish all the things I'm called upon to do. Therefore, I believe that the full application of my resources is a prerequisite to optimum service, an obvious impossibility if I'm not at peace with myself. In my heart, I have no room for bitterness or vengeance, which are poisons to the soul. Hatred is an emotional liability. I accept the ancient maxim, the best way to avenge a wrong is not to repeat the offense. I believe this to be a friendly universe governed by law and order. I cannot annul the laws of nature, but I may injure or destroy myself by doing violence to its established laws. I believe that through faith I may, to some degree, be a humble partaker of the power, the spirit, and the character of the Creator of all things. That, to me, is the essence of manhood.
That was Dr. Rockwell D. Hunt of Stockton, California. He is Dean Emeritus of the University of California's Graduate School and a distinguished historian and author. He now heads the California History Foundation.